Phoenix Audio presents
The Cat Who Came to Breakfast by Lillian Jackson Braun, narrated by George Guidel. Quillerin and the cats are visiting an island known by many names. Quillerin calls it Breakfast Island. To the natives, it's Providence Island. To the rich summer residents, Grand Island. But when events take a decidedly deadly turn, Quillerin realizes it might just as well be called Murder Island. And now, The Cat Who Came to Breakfast.
Chapter 1. It was a weekend in June. Glorious weather for boating. A small cabin cruiser with double six, freshly painted on the sternboard, chugged across the lake at a cautious speed. Stowed on the aft deck were suitcases, cartons, a turkey roaster without handles, and a small wire mesh cage with a jacket thrown over the top. "They're quiet," the pilot yelled above the motor noise. The passenger, a man with a large mustache, shouted back, "They like the vibration."
"Yeah, they can smell the lake, too."
"How long does it take to cross?"
"The ferry makes it in 30 minutes. I'm going slow so they don't get seasick."
The passenger lifted a sleeve of the jacket for a surreptitious peek. "They seem to be okay." Pointing across the water to a thin black line on the horizon, the pilot announced loudly,
"That's our destination, Breakfast Island, ahoy!"
"Yow!"
came a piercing baritone from the cage.
"That's Coco," the passenger yelled. "He knows what breakfast..."